Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Tonight's presentation will include two plays. Dickie, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Bob Christensen, and a short play, I Didn't Do It, by Jim Dowling. The setting is the spring of 1965. Fabulously swinging London is indeed in full swinginess. Proper English girls, Felicia Fitzwilliam and Alison Larch, both 16 going on 21, anxiously await the arrival of Alison's cousin, Richard Dickie Larch, 19 going on 15. We hear the sound of Alison's hi-fi playing the latest pop record.
Alison, aren't they just fab?
So fab.
Fabtastic. Though fabbier than the Beatles.
Felicia, that's inconceivable. No one is fabbier than the Beatles.
Oh, Allie, your cousin Dickie most certainly is.
Felicia, dear heart, Dickie is a love, though he most certainly is not.
More fabulous than the Rolling Stones?
Most assuredly. They're such a rude bunch.
I agree, Alison, I agree. Dearest Dickie, so fab. So very fab, he's practically stupendous.
Dickie is my cousin, after all. Aren't you carrying on a bit?
Am I? Oh, Alison, I don't mean to.
You are rather taken with him.
I am. You don't mind, do you? Dickie's such a dreamy dreamboat.
I must admit, I don't see it.
His hair, his eyes, his shoes. So smart.
I'm perplexed. I've often thought him a nitwit.
Though, really, his shoes.
Yes, well, they are. He is fashionable.
I do love saying his name.
Dickie?
Richard. I call him Richard.
Felicia, no one calls him Richard. He was born Richard. After that, Dickie. His entire life, just Dickie.
I call him Richard.
That must confuse him.
No, Alison, he quite likes it.
Really?
Alison, dear, it's Mummy.
I know, Mummy. I recognize your voice.
Of course, dear. After 16 years, I should hope you'd know the sound of your mother's voice.
I do, Mummy.
Felicia, how lovely to see you.
Dear Mrs. Larch.
You don't need to curtsy each time we greet one another anew.
She's so polite.
Yes, alarmingly so. And do call me Mary.
Mary? Mummy, your Christian name is Meredith.
Why didn't I change it?
No.
All right, then. Felicia, please call me Mary Dith.
Shall we stay with Mrs. Larch?
Oh, for God's sake, yes. Will you be staying for luncheon, dear? I have kippers, something gelatinous, and tea.
Mummy, shall I set a place for Dickie?
Dickie?
Yes. Dickie.
Richard.
Stop that.
What?
She calls him Richard. Some private game she's got up just to annoy me.
Is that it, Felicia? Is there a lingua franca between you and Dickie that you care to share?
Oh, no, Mrs. Larch.
No secrets?
Oh, my, no.
No hanky-panky?
Oh, my word, Mrs. Larch, no.
Mummy, no.
Well, all right, then.
I think I'll set the table now.
I'll help you.
I'll go to the kitchen.
Yes, please do. Oh, Felicia, dear me, are you all right? Something's gotten into Mummy.
Yes, well, her suggestion of hanky-panky with Richard...
Dickie.
...has left me flustered, flushed.
A bit flowery in the tummy.
Why, yes. Alison, dearest friend in all the world, you don't think... It couldn't possibly be, am I?
No, don't say it.
Yes, I must. Mustn't I?
Oh, dear God, I'm going to be ill.
I think I'm in love with Richard.
No, not with my cousin Dickie.
Oh, Alison, isn't it glorious?
I feel my world crumbling around me.
I suspect we'll be married in short order.
Oh, a bit hasty, don't you think?
Romance proceeds apace.
Felicia, dearest, darling, don't.
Alison, darling, dearest, he hasn't proposed to me yet. I'm not some wanton succubus ready to pounce.
This is all my mother's fault. damn her.
Oh, don't blame Mrs. Larch.
Meredith.
Your mummy was just being a sweetie pie. She saw love in bloom and couldn't help herself.
Oh, no. That's not it at all. Mummy has never been a sweetie pie. She wasn't endorsing young love. She suspected your heretofore undeclared feelings for my nitwit cousin and baited you into admission.
Richard is not a nitwit.
No? Well, someone is, and it isn't me.
Oh, Allison, how can you be so cruel? And on the eve of my engagement.
Allison, come help me with the tea, dear.
Mommy, it's tea. No one needs help with the tea. You just pour the water in.
You go on, Allie. I need time to compose myself.
I can't leave you, Felicia. You look so forlorn.
I'll be all right. All right.
You are the dearest soul. I'll just be in the kitchen.
I know. You may let go of my hand.
Mummy, what have you done?
What? Where? To whom?
To my dearest, darling friend, Felicia.
Oh, her.
Mummy, you've become awfully callous in your dotage.
I heard that. How dare you? I'm offended.
Oh, Mummy, really?
I am not old.
I only meant that you're now entering your advancing years.
I'm 44.
Your faculties may be slipping just a smidge.
Allison, out with it. You're trying my patience.
Well, I'm no barrister like Daddy, but the trumped-up charges you've leveled against my dear Felicia deserve fair and impartial adjudication.
What in the world are you talking about?
Felicia! Her feelings! For Dickie.
Yes? Well?
She doesn't have them. Not really. Mere infatuation at most. Only now she does. Or thinks she does. Because you gave them to her.
Oh, Allison, really? Your friend is perfectly capable of thinking for herself.
No, she isn't.
She isn't?
She is... And she isn't. Mummy, Felicia is very susceptible.
To Dickie?
After what you said, she thinks she's in love with him.
Oh, dear.
She thinks they're getting married.
Oh, dear me. Has he proposed?
No. Mummy, Dickie knows nothing of this. Felicia has fertilized this budding romance from the little seed that you planted mere moments ago.
What shall we do? What can we do?
Dickie's due to arrive at any time.
We must abort this immature romance before it's born.
Ooh, Mummy, what an illusion. A bit harsh. Though, conceptually, your point is well taken. Any hint of feelings thrown Dickie's way, and he's liable to run with them.
Dear boy.
Oh, poor booby.
Better spare both of them and snuff this out in vitro.
Ooh, Mummy, ouch.
Sorry, dear. How do you propose we go about this intervention?
Disabuse Felicia of Dickie's feelings for her.
Yes.
Oh, we have so little time to plan.
Almost none.
Think, Allison, think. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. On the one hand, we have our happily deluded couple. On the other is marriage. The line in between is romance.
We must break that straight line.
Right you are, Mummy.
But how?
Felicia's positively consumed with love. So our best course is to derail Dickie.
Another love interest? Oh, Allison, you're brilliant.
Thank you, Mummy. You have to play the role.
You've lost me, vain child. What role exactly?
Competing love interest.
What?
Mummy, we don't have time to interview volunteers. You're it.
I'm his Auntie Meredith.
Only by marriage.
How else would I be his aunt if not by marriage?
Got me there, Mummy. Be that as it may, you're our one and only hope.
Why don't you do it?
For a million reasons. Firstly and mostly, Felicia would see me as a real rival rather than some doddering old bat gone lovelorn. She would never forgive me.
I'm about never to forgive you.
And besides, you were the one that planted this whole nonsense in her dreamy little head.
But an aunt and her nephew...
Oh, please. Mummy, have you never read English history?
What?
My God, we're as indiscriminate as gerbils.
All right, all right. But not a word of this to your father.
All we need to do is give Felicia a glimpse of you and Dickie together. She'll break off her imagined engagement before Daddy's home for dinner.
Of course, of course.
Easy as pie. Hey, you've got to hide your... Yoo-hoo! Dickie!
Allison! Ali Boo Boo! Where are you, Ali Wally?
We're lunching in the solarium, Dickie dearest.
There you are. My, how you've grown.
You only saw me last week.
Yes, well, it's something one says upon reacquaintance with one's youthful relatives. I read it in the Tatler.
Reading can fill your head with all manner of dangerous notions. Say hello to Felicia, won't you?
Hello, Richard.
Hello, my dear. Allison didn't mention... Allison, how come you neglected to tell me that the lovely Felicia Fitzwilliam will be our companion this afternoon?
Well, quite unexpected, dear cousin. We were just up to typical 16-year-old girl things when Mummy said... Why don't you stay to luncheon, Felicia? And I said, 3 is such a rude number. 2 people talking and 1 sitting quietly, fuming, wondering why those 2 can't shut up and let a girl get a word in once in a while. Then I said, why don't we invite Dickie? And here you are.
Lovely. I think.
And here you are, Richard.
Stop it.
I don't know, Allie. I suppose I rather like it. My formal given name better suits my shoes today.
What on earth could you possibly mean?
Richard. Sounds smart, after all. Like my shoes.
You are smart. And handsome.
Many people have said so.
Oh, Richard.
Stop it, I say. Cease and desist.
Richard, is there something you'd like to ask me?
Not now. Richard, Dickie must help Mummy plate our luncheon.
Now, must he?
Well, I am famished.
Yes, yes. Tummy to fill, tummy to fill. Run along, run along.
Perhaps we'll have our tete-a-tete a bit later then.
I suppose you're curious about my shoes?
No, Richard, that's not at all what I wish to discuss.
Curious lad, my cousin. It's hard to believe he's 3 years my senior.
Yes. Well, dreamy dreamboats like my Richard aren't always logical. Syntactical ellipses are their want and privilege. Richard undoubtedly has the heart of a poet.
And the shoes of a mod, though he certainly offers rocker.
Stop it.
Ah, pish posh.
Allison, why must you impugn my Richard?
Oh, already claimed title, have you?
Our nuptials are imminent.
Really?
Yes. Now, take your pad and pen. We must draft a guest list. And can you recommend a competent florist?
Felicia, I am not your girl Friday.
Oh, please, please, please. I can't riff and write simultaneously. I must be free to move about and let the ideas flow.
Oh, dear God.
Auntie Larch, how lovely to see you.
Dickie, oh, Dickie, I must confess, I'm in some distress.
What is it, Auntie?
Please, darling, call me Meredith.
Shall I stay with Auntie Larch?
Oh, hell, everyone does. Yes, of course.
What's troubling you?
I'm perplexed.
Have you seen a psychiatrist?
No, I have not.
You should. They're all the rage.
I'm in distress. I'm not losing my mind.
I know just what you need.
You do? Perhaps our little chat will be easier than I thought.
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
Dickie, really, I see you're waiting on an answer. Oh, damn, I don't know.
How do you breathe through that little thing?
That is quite rude. I'm not one of your chums, after all.
Oh, Auntie, you were looking so lugubrious. I was just trying to cheer you up.
You want to make me happy?
Why, yes. Yes, of course, Auntie Larch.
Dickie, dearest, do call me Mary.
Who was that?
Mary is my romantic nom de plume.
You're a writer?
Well, no.
Then why would you masquerade under a nom de plume?
I think you're seeing this the wrong way. My emphasis was on romantic.
It was?
Yes.
You see, I gleaned romantic as an adjective describing the noun nom de plume.
Damn it, Dickie, don't you see what I'm driving at?
Well, no.
Romantic. As in you and me, Dickie.
Romantic? You and me, Meredith?
Yes.
Oh, how delightful. Won't Uncle Harry mind?
Of course he'll mind. You must keep it a secret.
Well, I'll certainly try. What are you doing?
Nothing. Come, kiss me.
Oh, well, all righty then. I certainly will.
What in God's name are you doing?
Kissing you.
Eating a bowl of soup is more like it.
Oh, you don't like my kissing?
No. Do you kiss all girls like that?
No. I've never actually, truth be told, kissed a girl.
Oh, dear. Dear, 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 what in the world am I to do?
About me?
About you? Yes, you! You see, Dickie, this was all supposed to be a harmless ruse, a bit of fun.
What ho?
You and me, dear boy. For the benefit of Allison's chum.
Felicia.
The one and only.
But why?
She's head over heels in love with you. Much to Allison's chagrin, she cooked up this gambit of you and me to make Felicia jealous, to force her to give you up.
Then you're not in love with me.
Dickie. Really?
I rather enjoyed kissing you.
I did not. Perhaps if you'd...
slowed down and not slurped quite so much.
Mummy, the table is set. And why are you and Dickie on opposite sides of the room?
Oh, the kitchen was getting warmish.
Yes, separating ourselves was purely in the interest of thermodynamics. I'm going to step out and have a cigarette.
Me too.
Well, you both can't leave. Felicia's waiting for the luncheon. And Mummy... isn't she supposed to witness something?
Forget it, dear. I've betrayed the cause.
And I'm a lousy kisser besides.
Dickie, darling, don't despair.
Anything I can do to help?
Oh, dear Felicia, what have I done?
Oh, Allison, turn that frown upside down.
We're in such a sticky wicket, and it's all my fault.
Oh, dearest and most darling chum, it's me, isn't it?
Well, perhaps.
I knew it. You're from amongst, in fits, totally flabbergasted. I've constricted you, my very best friend in all the world, to me, my unpaid wedding coordinator, and you're clearly not up to the task.
That wasn't exactly my train of thought.
I should talk to Daddy about my dowry. I can't go penniless into my marriage.
What is it you're saying? Please speak up.
An endowment. I must have resources of some monetary value to be bequeathed to me upon the occasion of my marital contract. Right?
Of course, dear. Though the question of your fiscal sustenance is tangential to the real issue at hand.
Which is?
Oh. Dickie has no intention of marrying you.
But he loves me.
No, he doesn't. He loves my mother.
Meredith?
The one and only.
Why that two-timing, good-for-nothing? Dearest friend, why allow me to opine my love for Richard, all the whilst knowing he held feelings for your mother?
Dearest darling friend, I don't think Dickie knew of his feelings till recently.
Oh, chummiest chum in all the world, how recently might that be?
10 minutes ago.
God damn them to hell!
Felicia, you sound possessed.
Oh, sorry.
No, really, dearest, you're understandably crestfallen.
Richard is such a smart dresser. Oh. Regrets. Though I suppose an infatuation with a man's shoes is not a foundation upon which to build a long and happy marriage.
No, dear. I think this is all for the best.
Oh, hello again, Cuz. Hello again, Felicia.
Hello, Richard.
We were just outside.
Sharing a cigarette.
Please don't tell your father.
Well, Meredith, you're apparently quite good at keeping secrets.
As to that, there's apparently been some confusion as to my affections.
You've hurt me deeply, Dickie. Richard. Dickie.
Oh, I
don't know what to call you anymore.
Oh, Felicia.
Felicia, I never meant to hurt you.
Dear girl, I can vouch for him. There's not an unkind bone in Dickie's body.
Well, I wish you both a long and happy life together.
Me and Dickie? That's preposterous. I'm married to Harry.
Then if not her, why not me?
Because, darling, you see me as a Richard. And I'm not a Richard. Nothing like one. I'm me. I'm Dickie.
Oh, cousin, you are you, all right.
What ho, everyone?
Harry!
Dickie!
What say you, uncle? Most noble defender of the England's riffraff?
The juniors are prepping for trial, so I thought I'd knock off early to square up a foursome with some chappies. Damned if they hadn't grabbed a fourth already. So headed home, and here I am.
Well, darling, your timing couldn't be more perfect. We were just about to sit down to luncheon.
How was your day, dear?
Felicia and I were jousting over the relative fabbiness of the Beatles versus the Rolling Stones, when one thing led to another.
Typical, typical. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Mr. Larch, I guess you could say
all's that... well that ends well.
Ah, the bard.
Yes?
Shakespeare. All's well that ends well.
I just said that.
Yes, but before you.
Daddy, let it go.
You're right about him, Mrs. Larch. Not an ounce of ill will in him.
And possibly not much else.
Luncheon's in the solarium. Oh, Daddy, Mummy, we need a setting for Daddy.
I'll take care of that. You girls bring out the kippers, gelatinous thingy, and the tea.
I'll bring the tea.
Oh, you.
Dickie, a moment.
Certainly, sir.
I was talking to your father.
Your brother?
Yes, well, I didn't think it necessary to explain the relationship.
Ha! Right you are.
He, and by extension me, was curious as to your future plans.
Well, funny you should ask. Turns out I won't be getting married. In one case, because though I think I kiss well and rather enjoyed it, I was accused of slurping soup, and in the other, I just felt boxed in. Richard this and Richard that. You get me?
No, not at all. I meant your profession.
I don't have one.
Right.
Coming along, dear.
Straight away, darling. Have you considered the law?
No, not really.
What is it you like? What really grabs you?
Shoes. I can say that unequivocally, Uncle. I really like shoes.
You are your own man, Dickie.
That I am, sir. That I have always known.
I admire you.
Thank you, sir.
Come on, Daddy. Mummy's poured your tea.
Here you are.
Darling, did you have a cigarette?
No!
I did.
But you didn't kiss me. My wife kissed me. Oh, never mind. Let's eat. I'm ravenous. Oh, jolly, there's Aspic, my favorite.
You have been listening to Dickie by Joe Graceffo and directed by Bob Christensen. Our cast included Tanya Bergen Stedman as Allison, Kiva Lowry as Felicia, Linda Reagan as Meredith, Tazio Russo as Dickie, Matt McDonald as Harry. And now, I Didn't Do It, written and directed by Jim Dowling.
Oh my gosh!
Something wrong?
I'd say so. Come in here, look at this.
It's bad, isn't it?
Can you believe it?
I didn't do it.
Who would do such a thing? It's unconscionable.
I didn't do it.
Hey, stop. Why do you keep saying that?
'Cause it wasn't me.
Did I accuse you?
Feels like it.
Well, I didn't.
He didn't?
Of course not. Even you wouldn't pull something like this.
That's right. I didn't do it.
I'm telling you, nothing makes sense here. Hold on.
What?
Could this have been an accident? That is a distinct possibility.
That's right. It was. I'll bet it was an accident.
What? How would you know?
I'm guessing. It's all right to guess, isn't it?
Oh, I know that expression, Wally.
What expression?
The one on your face. You know something, don't you?
Yeah.
Thank goodness. What do you know?
A lot of things.
I mean about this, right here, right now. What do you know about this?
I didn't do it.
Jesus.
Huh?
Never mind.
All right.
Anyway, I don't believe this could have been a mistake.
How come?
For one, the person involved was pretty smart. It took some careful planning.
Right. Spot on. Wait, what did you say?
It took careful planning.
No, before that.
It's probably someone pretty smart.
Smart?
No doubt about it. There's no way we're going to find this guy.
Real smart?
Pretty damn smart.
Why?
To find his way in here, do all this damage, and not leave any clues? I'd say he's smart.
Wow. He's smart, and maybe he's clever, too.
Obviously.
A nice guy, I bet.
Huh? Why did you say that?
I don't know. Just thinking he might be. You know, like a regular guy who could be our friend, even.
Well, that's a stretch, but yeah, okay, I guess.
Hey, what if it's someone we know?
Out of the question. Who do we know that would dare pull off something like this?
Nobody.
Right.
Can I ask something else?
Fire away.
Is he in big trouble?
I sure hope so, but we gotta catch him first. Hey, why do you care?
Oh, I don't.
Good.
Jill?
Yes?
Maybe he had a good reason.
If you call mindless vandalism a good reason.
A reason no one's thought of.
Oh? All right. I'm listening.
Like, maybe he came in here and it was real dark.
Dark? What's that got to do with it?
Maybe he couldn't find the light switch.
You're saying he came in while it was dark and couldn't find the switch?
It was real dark, and he felt something on his leg.
Something on his leg?
Yeah, and he was, it was like he was sure it was a mouse.
Keep going.
He could have panicked.
He panicked?
Yeah, you know, picked up things and threw them.
But why? Why all this?
Mice! He's terrified of them. He hates them.
Oh my gosh.
You have been listening to I Didn't Do It, written and directed by Jim Dowling. Our cast included Don Cingrani and Linda Reagan. Our technical director this evening, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. We want to thank all of you who have helped us through the COVID-19 pandemic with your generous donations while we have been unable to hold our usual community fundraising events. We wish all of you and all of our listeners a safe and healthy holiday season and a better new year. Stay safe and healthy from all of us at Scratched Up Radio Theater and KKRN Community Radio. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.